Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with Halachot. In Siman Tav Kuf Pei Dalid, Sif Aleph, it's brought down that we do not say Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Now, usually we would only say Halel on a day when there's a miracle. For example, a Chag, when there's miracles that take place, or also in Chanukah, Purim, the Halel is really the Megillah. However, why would we say Halel on Rosh Hashanah? But rather, since the Yerushalmi says that Bnei Yisrael, we eat and we're happy, we're rejoicing, because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for sure going to do for us a miracle, we should have said Halel. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that's the reason why we would have said Halel. So Mishnah Berurah brings down, how could a person say Halel if the Sfarim, if the books of life and death are open in front of us? How are we going to say Halel? We cannot sing at such a thing when we know that, how are we certain that we are going to come out in the judgment favorably? So therefore, we do not say Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Now, there's a concept of Avinu Malkenu. So when we start with the halachot of Avinu Malkenu, the Chazon Ovadia says that even a yachid, even a person praying by himself, he also says the Avinu Malkenus. And usually, during Aseret Emet Teshuvah, we say Avinu Malkenu immediately after the Chazara. And the same halacha would apply with Mincha. However, on Arvit, we do not say Avinu Malkenu. Now, what happens on Shabbat? The Rama brings down, if it's on Shabbat, we do not say it. Here, the footnote of the Ish Matzeach brings down that the minhag of a lot of Sfaradim is that they would say it, but they would skip out the Lishonot of Chet and Slicha of sins, because obviously on Shabbat you're not going to say it. There is brought down in the Machzor Avotenu that the Moroccan custom was not to say it, and the reason why it was not to say it, whether it is on Shabbat or Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbat, is because the entire concept of the Avinu Malkenu was to ask for Mechilah and Slicha, to ask for our personal needs. And since on a regular Shabbat you're not allowed to come and ask for your personal needs and things like that, so therefore it's better not to say it, so we skip out as if to say the Avinu Malkenu. Each person anyway will continue with their minhag. Now we have different piyutim that we say on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. The majority of them were based upon some of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, Rabbi Shlomo Even Gvirol, for example, like Yedei Rashim, Shoef Kimo Eved. And there's two different customs. There are two different customs. One of them is to do these piyutim after the Chazara of the Amidah, and others have the minhag of saying them before Baruch Sha'amar. Each one has their own custom. The Shul Shemesh Magen of Rav Mesha says that he tried to answer up certain minhagim of Morocco, that they would do it in the middle of Pesukei de Zimra or between Yishtabach and Yotzer. However, again, each place would they continue with their own custom. They wouldn't change different things. Now, even though we just mentioned that you do not say Halel on Rosh Hashanah, the minhag of Pashut on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur that we read Sefer Tehillim, that, and part of that is also the Halel is in Sefer Tehillim, you're also allowed to read it because you're not saying it mitzad Halel, you're just saying it like as a supplication, so there's no problem whatsoever. Another important concept is when we say the piyut of Ha'adiret V'Emunah right before Baruch Shaman, because this is the song of the Malachim, as is brought down in Sefer Hechalot of Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha Kohen Gadol, and they all say it, even the Mekubalim, they all say it, and we do not say Mizmor LeTodah on Shachrit of Rosh Hashanah after Baruch Shaman, just like we don't say it on Shabbat and Yom Tov. So this is the different halachot which happened to do with the again, Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Now, there is also the entire concept of the 50 times, or some people do 22 times, that during Kaddish Titkabal, do you say Sha'areh, right? So the people start 50 times, Sha'areh Ora, Sha'areh Bracha, Sha'areh Gila, Sha'areh Ditzah, then they continue going with all a whole bunch of different things. Some people do specifically only 22 times. Again, everyone goes according to their custom without any problem.